SBS Unclipped with Grace Brown.
Monday, May 26th.
We've been deep in the thick of cycling action this past week. Every day, the story shifts, and with it, the winners and losers. With the women's wrapping up their Spanish block and the Giro d'Italia entering its final week, now feels like a good moment to pause, reflect, and look ahead. Let's start in Spain. Three solid stage races back to back, basically a grand tour in disguise for those who did the lot. After the chaos of the spring classics, we're finally seeing the chips laid on the table for the season's big goals ahead. First, Demi Vollering. Any doubts around her are gone. She dominated both the Vuelta Femenina and the Itzulia Tour, proving once again she is unmatched on long mountain climbs. But it's the layer below Demi that's thrown up some real surprises. Marlon Rusa has officially stepped out of the just-a-time trialist box. She took out the Vuelta Burgos with a brutal mountaintop win and smashed the field in a short TT. A couple of years ago, people laughed when she said she wanted to target GC. Now, no one's laughing. We've also seen some big names off the pace. World champ Lotta Kopecky and Elisa Longo Borghini included. Both are aiming for the Tour de France Femme GC, but right now, they've got work to do. Quick shout out before we move on. Amanda Spratt, fourth overall at Burgos. Great to see Spratty climbing with the best again. Now the Giro. It's been wild. At the start, everyone had Primoz Roglic pegged as the favourite, with Jai Hindley backing him up. Fast forward 2 weeks, Jai's out with concussion, and Roglic has been in nearly every crash imaginable. He's sliding down the GC, and Bora Hansgrohe just hasn't been able to protect him. It's a reminder that Grand Tours aren't won on talent alone. They're won by teams. Right now, Bora don't have the depth to keep Roglic out of trouble, and it's showing. Meanwhile, the pink jersey, young Isaac Del Toro, he wasn't UAE's plan A, but he's raced like he owns it. Aggressive, fearless, always up the front. Shades of Pogacar and maybe a glimpse at what the next gen of GC riders needs to be. Not just a climber, but a racer who takes every opportunity. We've got some brutal mountain stages still to come. The final week is going to be big and anything could still happen. Make sure you tune in to the SBS Cycling Podcast on Wednesday to hear our deep dive and catch up with Christoph's quick news flash on Friday.